This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
We are back. Well, I'm back. I don't know about you. Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You got to get involved. You got to get engaged. You got to get informed. If you are not informed, this is a useless exercise. You know, I don't want to give anything personally, but I had somebody, you know, we're doing this biblical citizenship class, as some of you know, and you need to go, head over to Patriot Academy. Find one in your area. And if you don't have one in your area, reach out to Patriot Academy. Find a way for them to help you. You have got to get these classes under your belt. You all complain. I get emails from you. I watch the stories you post. You complain about how ignorant the left is. Well, let me tell you what, people, we're not that far behind. A lot of you saw, I mean, good people, don't get me wrong, you're good people, you want to do the right thing, you want the right information, I get that. But when you start coming up to me and questioning whether our founding fathers were all Masons, or they were, you know, deists, or a lot of them didn't even believe in God, I just really want to give you a spiritual slap upside the head. Because it means you haven't really done your homework. It means you've heard these wax stories, you jump all over them, and you believe them to be truth. Don't do that. Don't get caught up in that stuff. Do your own homework. The majority of our founding fathers weren't, you know, it's really funny. The guy that everybody tags, right, with being the one that didn't want religion, didn't want the, you know, religion in our government, is the one that must have had early onset Alzheimer's. He had to. This was the guy that actually had Sunday service, Sunday meeting, as they called it, in a federal building. Right? If Jefferson really wanted a separation of church and state, he either didn't know what state was or what church was, or he didn't understand it. It was backwoods year or something. And not only did he have those services, I mean, thousands of people would come to him. Not only did he have those services in the church, I mean, in the federal building, because they didn't have a church big enough, guess who played the hymns? Come on. Somebody, you guys are smart enough to know this. Right? The Marine Band, the military bands. He actually brought the military band. So he's got the military band playing Jesus songs in a federal building, and somehow he's the man that wanted the separation of church and state. Help me understand that. And on top of that, he was one of our founding fathers who wrote the most proclamations for prayer and fasting, statewide prayer and fasting. And when he was governor, he ended his proclamations. He signed his executive orders when it was still fashionable to do so in the year of our Lord, as most did. But he went further. He was one of the few that went further in the year of our Lord Jesus Christ. You can't get any more pointed than that. So again, I say, for a guy that wanted total separation of church and state, he had no clues to what it meant. Very ignorant man, don't you think? I don't know. You can't smoke enough dope to have that make sense. You know what I'm saying? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, and texting and tweeting, and just being part of the conversation. You know, I was talking to Alfonso Rachel, that we lovingly refer to as though. You know, we're doing a new show on the weekends. You can catch us. It's called Soul Food Radio with Zoe and Joe. So, and we deal with, you know, the issues of God, the issues of the Word today, from a today matter. What does it mean today? Why aren't you speaking up today? And then we were talking about how the LGBTQ community decided and chose the rainbow flag, the rainbow, if you would. And they're all about the rainbow color. And I started to think there was a show was going on because we really hadn't given it much thought. I said, and I'm not going to give you the answer. You're going to have to go look it up. What was the rainbow all about? Why did God bring the rainbow into effect? What had he just done because of what he saw happening on the earth? What did he just do? And what was the rainbow really meant? So it's kind of an oxymoron for them to have chosen the rainbow flag. It's just ridiculous. But I'm not going to tell you why. You're going to have to go look that one up on yourself. But men and women who once lived and identified as part of the LGBT, and that's the other thing I always love. You can't pray away gay. No, you can't. You can't just pray away gay. God doesn't force himself on people. God doesn't force people to do things. Otherwise, he would have smacked Eve around in the garden. We wouldn't be going through all this crud. Right? So the reality is, again, you have to decide what kind of lifestyle you're going to live. Whether you're going to be a crook, whether you're going to be a good person, a bad person, whether you're going to believe in God, not believe in God. It's all up to us. But men and women who once lived and identified as part LGBTQA+, are confident that a rainbow revival is at hand. And I'll tell you what, I told you guys, this is a story a couple of weeks ago. You need to take another look. The transgender movement is starting to reverse itself to a degree. Many are detransitioning. Many who were talked into believing that the reason they were miserable is because they needed to be the other sex, and now finding they're still miserable as the other sex, that wasn't it at all. So gather a blazing sun with temperatures in the mid-90s at the Sylvan Theater in the shadow of Washington Monument. Approximately 200 attended the Freedom March, an event for formerly LGBTQ-identifying people, and they share their testimonies how Jesus transformed their lives. Now, some of you are laughing right now, but why would you laugh when somebody comes to the conclusion that what they did is not working for them, they make a change, and now they're happy? Wouldn't you be happy for them? I would think you would. So, we'll see your host, Dr. B, joins me after the break. Don't go far. Maybe she can help this situation out.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business. us, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Head up to the website where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. The smarter people than I are in the chat room, so you can always go there. And remember, if you want to get a text alert as opposed to an email, simply text TRS to 77222. That's TRS to 77222. Okay, we need a lot of diagnostic help this weekend. I'm telling you, mental help. Joey B, I mean, he could be on a couch for 3 days solid, still probably sleep most of the time, but he still wouldn't be where he needs to be. But Dr. Bridget Melson joins me. She does every week to kind of help us kick off the week with good. Do we want to call it good mental health? Is that like just cliche-ish?
Just, yes. It's just mental health. Good gosh. Good mental health. Good positive mental health.
That was a Frasier line, right? Good mental health.
Yes. Right? Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So.
Yeah. Go ahead.
So, did you watch anything that went on this weekend in Europe?
Yes.
Were you as embarrassed as I am?
A lot of things that have been going on. All over the world, I've been watching what's been going on, actually, wow, with our administration. And
yeah, he actually put down, not just Trump. In Europe, he actually put down Trump and Trump's supporters.
Indeed.
I mean, he's on the Obama train, taking the same pills, apparently.
Yes.
God bless.
You're right. I have nothing.
All right, so listen, I got something you can sink your teeth into, okay? And we've talked about this a million times, and I'm happy to see, and I know a lot of people got mad at me last time we talked about this, but, you know, you've got, first off, I was doing a show this weekend with another friend of mine about, you know, just the word in black and white, right? God's word in black and white. And we were talking about the LGBTQ community and, you know, how much it's taken roots over the years and what have you.
Yeah.
And we were talking about the rainbow flag and the true meaning of the rainbow. And I said, isn't it ironic? Think about something. The rainbow was a sign from God that he would not wipe us out again. But
right.
What did he wipe? Why did he wipe us out to begin with? Think about it. Think about what was going on the earth. Think about what was going on in Sodom and Gomorrah. Think about what happened that caused the flood and the rainbow to come about. So now you have a group of people that are now going to force God to accept something he had already decided was an abomination to begin with. And now they're going to do it with a rainbow flag. I thought that was great. I thought that was hilarious. They really don't understand the meaning of the rainbow. But I got some hope for you.
I think they do, and that's why they, they associate it with diversity because it's all the colors of the rainbow.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, that's right. I didn't really
right,
think of that.
And it's interesting, even in one notch further, definitely that it's God's promise to never flood the earth. It doesn't mean there won't be, you know, hail and brimstone and fire, and which it actually says is going to happen. Which it's interesting to me that I think this will make people's heads hurt. And there's just something there that they use this symbol, that's originally for God's people. But what did he do to Sodom and Gomorrah? He rained down, right, literal sulfur rocks, volcanic ash onto Sodom and Gomorrah and destroyed them. And they were known for their depravity, their sexual depravity, primarily, you know, homosexuality. There are all kinds of things going on. It wasn't just, God doesn't like any sexual depravity, nor do I. And that's one thing that, you know, I want to make clear. It's not just gays and, you know, and that homosexuality. But here we are. It's like, you guys, you're using this symbol that he's never going to flood the earth again, but good grief, he is going to rain his wrath upon us. And if you look, and this is where it blows my mind, and I'm not talking to non-Christians. I can't judge. I cannot call them out. But it actually says in the Bible to call out Christians or people who claim they are Christ followers, especially on this. And I do this all the time. It says to rebuke them. And people are like, you can't judge, and you can't. Actually, I can. Actually, God calls us to call out our brothers and sisters on this, and I will continue to do so. But it's the wrath of God. It says in Romans 1 that homosexuality is God's wrath. I just don't get how any believer can even be okay with this symbol. You know, I see school districts attempting, you know, wanting to fly this flag. I see, baseball teams, football teams, companies. And it's just mind-blowing to me why it has become such the symbol of equality, that flag. And it's
a symbol of acceptance. It's the word going through the education world and other worlds as well. I mean, not just equality, equity, inclusion. It's really funny to hear them use all those words. The only places they don't apply is if you're a Jew or a Christian. And it doesn't matter what color you are, right?
It's not inclusive at all. It isn't. And it's interesting. It's just what a lie. What a lie the enemy is telling them, and they're just sopping it up.
Well,
it is.
No, I agree. But well, I was going to make you smile a little bit, I hope. at the Freedom March, there were well over 200 people in attendance there that were formerly LGBT
cue identifying people, if you would. And they shared their testimonies on how Jesus really transformed their lives. This comes on the heels of just before this, there was that big push on Facebook and other places about other trash sites, if you would. You know, how you can't pray away gay. And I said in my opening, no, you can't just simply pray away gay. First of all, the person who wants to change their lives, apparently, as these 200-plus people did, you've got to want the help. You've got to want the change. You've got to make an effort at changing when a lot of people don't. It's just like smoking. You can't sit there with a carton of cigarettes in front of you, keep smoking them, and then asking God to take the cancer away, take the cigarettes away from me, you know?
Right. No, absolutely. It has to come. It is such a, it's a heart and soul issue, and it's also a mental health addiction issue. It's interesting that, you know, it's a very, probably about 10 years back, 12 years back, I would say, they started coming out with the fact, you know, they looked for a gene, right? A gay gene. Is there a gene? And I keep hearing people all the time tell me, hey, Dr. B, there's a gene. They can't help it, right? We don't choose this. And like, okay, well, here's the thing. If you really do your research, there is a gene, but it's an addictive gene. It's called the addiction gene. And it's basically pick your poison. Whatever you are most vulnerable to and what you're around and what is coming into your world and on your screen and on your social media, it could be the LGBT movement. It could be drugs. It could be vaping. It can be food. You know, you can name it. And what if there is an addictive kind of a, you know, I don't know, addictive gene within your family, I'll just say. It could be alcohol, right? All of these things, depending on what is coming at you and what you choose to soothe you, you will become addicted to it. And that includes sexual immorality. And I'll just lump it all in there. I don't think that being promiscuous is good either, but I will tell you.
You've got to finish that on the other side of the break. Joe Mazzini, your host, this is The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a minute with Dr. B. Don't go anywhere. No, I mean nowhere. We'll be right back.
You are cheap. No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
Well, maybe I am.
If you're buying a diamond ring for your wife, it's not cool to be cheap. If you're buying airline tickets, it's very cool to be cheap and called Trip Amigo, where you can fly anywhere in the world and save up to 75% on over 500 airlines and 300,000 hotels. Plus, rental cars and vacation packages. Visit family, friends, or go on a once-in-a-lifetime vacation. Go ahead. Be cheap. We have special fares where it's not allowed to publish. When you book your airline reservations with Trip Amigo, you'll spend your travel money when you get there, not by getting there. Call Trip Amigo now and mention the travel code Amigo and save even more. Call Trip Amigo now.
800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. That's 800-898-1427.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders says he won't support a bipartisan infrastructure proposal unveiled last week by a group of 10 senators. Sanders told reporters Monday evening that the bill is not big enough to address the country's needs. Some Republicans have also expressed their hesitancy to support the bill, Florida Senator Rick Scott says he's against the package because of a proposal in it to index the gas tax to inflation, something that he's called a tax increase. And an explosion and fire at a chemical plant in Illinois has caused the evacuation of nearly 1,000 residents in Rockton, Illinois. The explosion happened Monday morning at a plant manufacturing grease and other lubricants, with the resulting fire sending plumes of black smoke into the air that was visible for miles. Nearly 70 employees were in the plant at the time, and the company says all got out without injury. Authorities evacuated homes and businesses within a mile of the plant, affecting about 1,000 residents. The cause of the fire is still under investigation. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Something, and that all of us were starting to lose access to our civil liberties.
We are back. This is the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Road Show, 855-732-5560. Now, if you heard Representative Omar, somebody did something, and we're losing access to our civil liberties. Let me tell you what, from our point of view, many of us aren't doing anything, okay? You're not doing something, you're not doing anything, and that's why we're losing our civil liberties. We should be all over somebody like her when she talks about wiping out the Jews, when she talks about wiping out Israel. Why is the Jewish community sitting on their hands? Why aren't they circling her office on a regular basis, knocking on the door, asking her to explain themselves? Why aren't you filling up Schumer's office and other people who claim to be Jews that don't say a word about this kind of destruction, this kind of hate speech? And it is hate speech. Well, I guess it comes out of somebody's mouth that's on the left, so it's not hate speech anymore. But you have to do something. You have got to engage. For the longest time, my mantra has been, we on the right, we conservatives, we play by the Marcus of Queensbury rules. They use guerrilla warfare. Until you decide that you want to enter into, now, in a legal way, I'm not telling you to be violent, but until you decide that you want to step up and use the same type of guerrilla warfare they do, you will always come in second. You will never come in first. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Dr. B joins me like she does every week to help us kind of clear our mental faculties. And Dr. B, thanks for being with me. I always love your time with us.
Oh, my pleasure. It's always a blast. It's fun.
Yeah, so we do need the parents. We're seeing this more and more happen across the country where parents are stepping up. You know, and I hate to say this, but it seems to be the women are the ones that are filled with the fire.
Yes.
And where were you men? What are you hiding in the cigar shop? I mean, where are you?
Isn't it interesting?
It is
an interesting phenomenon. I know I have some great Christian couple friends, and you know, it's a lot of all the women are just like up front, you know, and fiery and ready to go. And it's interesting though, because some of my the husbands of them will say that their wives don't let them because they are too fiery and they don't want to say anything to be disrespectful. It's funny. It's kind of a running joke around here. But yeah, I don't know. That's a great point. It's all my mom friends and they're gone.
Think about church. Who are the ones that really engage the church,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Come on, guys. Really? You going to let them show you up? Are you serious? Yeah, go ahead.
Take a stand. Hey, I got a couple questions real quick. I want to wrap this up. This gene thing, and addictions. I would encourage y'all to research that. The last thing, mental health wise, and then I do want to jump back into, because it has to do with this, the LGBT going on, nonsense going on, and then the CRT, critical race theory going on. But gene wise, to answer the questions that I got, yes, there are addictive components. There are genes that make you more susceptible to being an addict. And it does include all of these things. So there is not a gene for homosexuality. There isn't. You're not going to find one. But what it is, it's just an addictive gene. And it even is a gene that they have found gang members have had. And it's kind of a need to, just for that high, for that, it's more risky behavior, risk-taking behavior. So I know it sounds kind of complicated, but it is a thing. And so what do you do? So what you need to do if you feel like you are more susceptible to this, or you know you have alcoholism, drug addiction, even homosexuality, things like that that are detrimental to your health. And, yes, I lump LGBT behavior detrimental to your health. It's a very risky behavior. All kinds of sexual issues are, if you're not doing it within marriage. That's my belief system, and I get it from the Bible. So if you do that, I honestly, if you want help, you can seek therapy for that. If you don't want to buy into the biblical part of it, you can seek therapy to help with all these addictions, and I lump LGBT into that. There's something missing. There's a need for belonging, and you are filling it with something that is unhealthy. And I think mostly with the LGBT and the transgender, what I'm seeing is that, you know, body dysmorphia, right? We're seeing that disorder as a part of it, and it has to do with that gene as well. There's something that is causing you to not be happy and not to see things that are realistic and rational. So
okay, I'm going to make you go a little deeper.
For that.
I know we weren't going to go down this road, but a couple of things. One is
a
lot of stories I do around this. You have moms that, even Christian moms, will say, look, you know, they were miserable, they were depressed, and I can't have my son or daughter like that. I'm worried they were going to commit suicide. And you know, one little boy at 6 years old said, if I have to stay a boy, I'd rather go be with Jesus, kind of thing. I mean, I did that whole story, and I'm saying to myself, well, what is your job at that point? Is your job then to encourage that change, or is your job to find out why that child is going down that road mentally? I mean, and the mom saying it, they're just fear. It's all about fear. I'm afraid of what my son or daughter will do to themselves. How do you talk to that?
Right. So we've talked about parental, you know, doing things out of fear, parental peer pressure and fear, right? That your child, something else is going to happen. And the positives of therapy is there are neuroadaptive changes that can be made. These changes can also target your genes. And it's awesome. I love actually all the gene studies, all the breakthroughs we have. I would get a genetic report. I honestly would, because then you've got the physical side of it, right? And then you bring in the spiritual side of it, or the cognitive therapeutic side of it. And I think all three together, I think that's the new really frontier of therapy right now, because that way I can speak to non-Christians that will appreciate the you know, physical aspects of it, the hard science that says, hey, you've got these genes that make you more impulsive, that make you lacking in this area, that make you want to be addicted. And, you know, all of those things together will show you that there is a science to it. It's not a gay gene. It's just a gene that makes you more susceptible to unhealthy behavior, and that's how I'm going to lump it. So.
And the other thing that I thought was really interesting, we touched on it, I think, 2 weeks ago, the transition from female to male is bigger than the transition from male to female. It seems that the girls in higher, like 70-some-odd percent, higher numbers, want to become boys, but they're also detransitioning at higher numbers from boys back to girls.
And it's incredible. It's incredibly sad to understand what the process looks like. especially for women transitioning. Things are cut off. Things are sliced out. Hormones are added. You know, hair, it is unbelievable. I would say it's for both, but, you know, both sides, men and women. But if you really think about it, this is not an easy decision, an easy thing to do. And just looking, of course, me believing in good and evil and seeing that the evil is so strong that it's going to make you mutilate your body, right? It's making parents decide at 9 and 10 years old, kids in fourth and fifth grade, to give them hormones that will render them childless for the rest of their lives in many cases. Unbelievable that people are fighting for this, that are fighting for the right to be that way. And if you look at the percentages, again, I'll say more than 70% regret it. We've got suicide rates of these people up to 60% because they regret the decision and they can't go back. You can't go back. I mean, you can, but you physically will never be the same. And honestly, it's just sad to me. There's no hate in my heart whatsoever, and I'm so sick of people telling people like, you know, you and I, that we hate them. We are trying to get you to stop slicing off your breasts before you, because you don't know what you're doing because you're not in the right mindset. And shame on any psychologist or therapist that after only less than 6 months and a few sessions of therapy that will promote that and sign that off.
Yeah, you're being nice, because when I was reading some of these stories, the average was 2 to 4 visits, less than 3 hours total, before the counselor or the psychiatrist gave them the hormone blockers. And I'm saying to myself, they should lose their license for that. What other diagnosis can be had in less than 3 hours?
And who does that? Who does that? That is not a therapist I would even go to. I know I've heard parents sending their kids, so.
All right, when we come back, I want to talk, I just want to raise the happy flag for all these parents that are heading out and speaking against CRT at these school boards, and you can do it. You can make it happen. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Listen to Real Talk.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in a new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive money moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen.
So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Looking. Get up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll, sign up for the newsletter. I only send it out once a week, and I don't always do that with regularity, so to speak. So head up there. You can give me your email address. If you don't like what you see, just unsubscribe. I don't beat people up, and I don't sell the email list to anybody. All right. Always a pleasure to have Dr. B with us. Dr. Bridget Melson joins us every week to try to help us clear that mental fog going on between our ears, and a lot of us do have it. And mostly you just look and go, I can't believe that's real. That's where the fog is coming from. Dr. B, thanks for being with me.
Yeah, quite often. Quite often. Hey, I get a ton of questions all the time about two things, and I think you and I can help. Parents are stepping up, which is great. And it's the moms. It's the moms.
I know.
Like, we love you, moms. Thank you. You're listening. So they want to know how to get something on the agenda or how to, you know, approach the board, both on city council and on a school board. So city council, I can talk to, I can speak to. Email us. Go email your city council. Go to the town website. You can find where it says city government. Hit on council. There are the emails. You can email us. Or you can just show up to a meeting anytime you want. And there's a little form when you walk in. Fill it in. And at request that something gets on the agenda. And when you get up, we'll call you up. Just say your name and your address. And begin talking. That's it. You don't have to have anything. You can read a letter. You can do whatever you want. I know people get nervous. So I have a lot of people been asking me if that's similar for school board, because they want to speak up about these stupid LGBT flags that are wanting to be flown, and also critical race theory. So what is it, the same for you guys?
It's similar. Remember that the school boards are different across the country. They're called boards of education, but in California, the short answer is we only make about 15% of our own decisions. The rest are dictates that come down from the state. And what we vote on is to say, yes, we've performed the dictate as you requested, okay? That's kind of what we're supposed to be doing. There are other board of educations across the country that have total control of what happens on their campuses from curriculum and so forth. So let me give you the short answer and the long answer. The short answer is you're pretty much right on. You come into our school board meeting. You have to fill a little form. It's actually for your name and address and all that fun stuff. And then you get 2 minutes to speak. That's it. All right? And so that's why I say when you're going to come, you bring a lot of people with you. And there's a couple of ways to do this. They can actually give you some of their time. So you can have three moms come in and two of them say, I'm giving our 2 minutes. We're giving our 2 minutes to her. And then that person gets to speak for 6 minutes instead of two. What you don't want to do is a couple of things.
Okay? Do those moms need to also put in a request?
Anybody who wants to speak or even give their time to somebody else, they've got to fill in a card, yes. They have to be there. Now, if it's a real hot issue and you think there's going to be a lot of opposition or other people there, you want to get there a half an hour early and get your seats. Otherwise, you're going to be standing around the back of the room or, you know, not really have any place to sit. But the two things I always tell moms, and especially moms, be precise in what you're saying to the school board, because we're getting canned emails, we're getting canned comments, you know what I'm saying? So when you come up there, it's not about your Johnny, and it's not about Sally. It's about CRT is bad for all children, okay? And give the facts, give the stats, give the information you have. The other thing, and I know this is tough, and people don't like when I say it, don't get emotional. If you start crying and wailing and yelling at us because of the emotion, it doesn't help your cause. All right. Now, I know it's emotional. It's your child. I get it. But lay out the fact. And, yes, my son is being affected. My daughter is being affected. But so are her friends when they come over. I hear it from her friends and his friends, and they sit at my kitchen table, and this is the trouble that they're having. That goes a long way with us. Now, long term, remember something, people. When you're fighting for something for your child in eighth grade, that didn't start in eighth grade. The board made decisions when your child was in fifth and sixth grade that is now affecting them. So you need to step up when they're in junior high school, start going to your PTA meetings or whatever meetings you have in your school so you can get a sense of what's happening. A lot of board members come out of PTAs. They come out of places like that. You want to build relationships with those people. Because in my state, you can't get on the agenda as a parent. You have to convince the board that it's an item that needs to be agendized. Now, you can come up and speak at public session all you want. But if you want it on the agenda, it has to be a board member that actually puts it on there. So I've had people that have helped me over the years. I've known them. I know their kids. I've seen them grow up in the district. And when they come up, I know the family. So when they say to me, this is becoming a real problem, can you help me out? Yeah, I can get it on the agenda. When they say a good friend of theirs, because I know them, I know their family, a good friend of theirs is going through this, can you help me out? Yeah, because I know you. I know you're sane. And I know you're doing the right thing, and I'm willing to help you out. You've got to build relationships with these people, too. It'll go so far for you. Did I help?
Yeah, no, that's good. And that's one thing. Get educated about your school board members and your school board, how it works, right?
Who they are. Where they go to church. Where do they work? What social circles do they run in? You might find you have a lot in common with them.
Absolutely.
And you can go to the same social circles they do.
Yeah. Yeah, and then for heaven's – and this is one thing, whether you're running for school board or for city council or you want to, you know, make your voice, attend a meeting or two before that. I get these people, I'm like, who are you? You know, God bless you, but who are you, you know?
Yeah.
And it might be something we've already passed or talked about, and they're just very passionate. And I'm like, if you would have been here even one, right,
yep.
One session before – that will really help you if you just
Dr.
Do
B,
it.
I do On a school board week, I probably put 20 hours in. On a non-school board week, maybe a little less than that. But yeah, you're looking at probably 60 hours a month. People see us up there. They think that's the first time we've shown up. We have some meetings that go on. We have education that we go to make sure. And you're right. You guys that show up for the last two meetings before election, how do we take you serious? You don't even know how the process goes.
Exactly. And then the other thing, you know, I will say for both, vote in your local school board elections and your local city elections. If I find, don't make me ask if you voted or not. That is probably my biggest pet peeve, Joe, is these people, whether it's a local election or a state election or a federal election, that they don't vote, yet they want to complain and they want to complain and they want to complain. It's so aggravating.
Another way to get close to some of these people is, remember, they have to run for office. So they need people to make phone calls. They need people to fill out postcards. They need people involved in their campaign. So if you see, you know, I had four children, so I knew that I was going to go through junior high school and high school. I started helping these guys out. I started helping with their campaigns to kind of get a feel what it took to do it and to get to know these people. And then when it's your turn, or when you decide it's your turn and you want to run, I say a couple things to people. First, make sure God's involved. If God ain't involved, you might as well just slam your head against the cement, because you're going to be you're going to be up against some real power there. Right. Yes. Number two, you better talk to your spouse about it. Right, wife or husband, you better make sure they're on board with you, because it's a tough road to hoe when the family is on board. And frankly, my personal opinion, you really shouldn't do it if they're adamant that they're not going to support you and they don't want to be with you, because they're going to go through a lot. And but it's a worthy cause. You know, I know you feel good at city council, Dr. B, but you know, I've got 22,000 kids that I sit for. And when you do something and you know you've saved them from something, or you've helped them do better in life, it's a great feeling.
Yeah. No, that's awesome. No, and it's going to be a good feeling even for these parents. You know, I also get emails about, I can't run. You guys keep saying run. I'm like, that's fine. Vote. In the least, vote. That is, you can do that. That is the easiest thing to do. We've all done it. Walk in. Show your ID, in Texas anyway, and vote. And vote. That's the biggest thing y'all can do. Put it on your calendar. Find out when your local elections is. Every 4 years for a school board, right? Is that right?
For us it is, Every 4 years. Ours are now with the general and the presidential election.
Okay, perfect. And then for council, we have 2-year terms. So if you don't like what's going on in your neighborhoods, in your city, in your community, two things you can do. Vote city council and vote for school board. And then you heard it from you that just – contact a board member, say hey, and reach out. I think I love it when people are like, I don't know quite what to do, Dr. B, but I want to get this on the agenda, or I want to speak, right? And they email, and I'm like, good for you. All the guts, you know, all the glory to you for even just reaching out and caring. To me, that does a lot. I mean, that says a lot. And where I say to get to really know your council members and your board members, because you need to know who to look in the eye. The ones that aren't necessarily on your side, look them in the eye and be sincere and just talk from the heart. You can write up something. That's another question I get. Can I write something up? Yes, if you're a nervous speaker, you know, for sure. Just don't let it be. I don't want like five parents, you know, reading the same thing, right? That doesn't speak from your heart. Pour it out. Use a personal story.
You want a little trick? Okay.
Yeah.
If you're a parent that wears glasses, and I know this is kind of goofy, but I want you to hear me. When you print it up like an 18 print, you know, 18 type print on your paper. And when you look at the board, take your glasses off. You don't need to see them. You don't need to see their faces. And then you'll read that paper. That works for me, because I'm looking at their faces and they're either making me mad or making me nervous. So then I started doing that and took my glasses off. I couldn't tell you what their faces they were making at that point.
Beautiful. I love it.
So, and to your Christian parents, You've got to. You need to vote in godly people, not people who say they go to church every week, but actually godly people to watch over your children. Dr. B, how do people find you?
DrBRadio.com.
Man, doesn't make it any easier than that, people. If you couldn't say you couldn't find her, you weren't trying hard enough. Joe Messina, your host, just on the real side. You got me for a whole hour coming up, so I wouldn't go far, because I got a lot to say. You know that. We'll be back in a minute.